Welcome to the Schmooze with Rabbi Mintz, rabbi at Congregation Beth Israel and co-director of Chabad for Seif, Dawson & Lumpkin with his wife, Haisha. The Schmooze is a weekly show that infuses life into life. More than a conversation, it's a meaningful schmooze. To interact with the show or to become a sponsor, reach out at office@jewishforseif.org. Now, let's get schmoozing with Rabbi Mintz on North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and FM 102.9 WDUN.
Welcome, my dear friends, to the Schmooze. This is Rabbi Mintz. It's great to be together with you. We have a jam-packed show with so many fascinating topics to talk about. But before we jump in, this show is brought to you by Congregation Beth Israel, your local North Georgia synagogue filled with unconditional love and acceptance. You can connect with us very easily. Just go to jewishforseif.org, jewishforseif.org. It's the summer months. It's an exciting time. It's an exciting time of preparations. It's an exciting time because, A, the family gets to be together. I'm sure everyone's enjoying having the children home. For those that have children, spending time with the grandkids, those that have grandchildren, and those that don't, just the beautiful weather. It's a great time that everyone's able to get out and enjoy just a beautiful, beautiful summer months here in North Georgia. But what's also fantastic about this time is the fact that we get to start planning and preparing. And we start thinking about what do we want life to look like when the summer ends and the kids go back to school and things sort of go back to normal. What do we want life to look like? What type of meaning and purpose and connections and community and friendships do we want to add to our life? I mean, let's be honest, we're all sick and tired of sitting in our homes alone. Get ready, get geared up, because the list of opportunities and infrastructure for community unity and for us to come together at Beth Israel is wild. And so just go to jewishforseif.org, join, become a member, get involved. Now's the time. There's never been a better time. We're just thrilled and excited of all of the opportunities that are coming to us. Now, my dear friends, we got a fascinating Ask the Rabbi question that came in. And I hate to do this to you, but we're going to jump to a break. But when we come back, we got a big question. Looking forward to try and answer. See you in a few.
Join Judah, the Hebrew school that's totally awesome. Judah offers Hebrew curriculum through experiential learning in a warm and inclusive setting. See holiday traditions brought to life through multi-sensory discovery. The passionate, energetic, and caring staff at Judah offer teaching that's innovative and fun. Find out more and become involved today at myjudah.org. That's myjudah.org. Judah. It's the Hebrew school that's totally awesome.
Now, it's time to ask the rabbi.
The question that came in this week was, Rabbi, why in the Jewish tradition is the Sabbath on Saturday and not on Sunday in the way that it is in other traditions? Let's just take a step back for a second before we go into it, because the answer is very, very simple. But what makes it simple is we first preface with another question. And the other question is, how do we know about the Sabbath in the first place? Where do we know about this idea to take a day off, to have a day of rest? Where is the source of this idea that to work every single day, nonstop, never taking a break, is not beneficial? Because in the ancient civilization, that was the way it was. The way it was that we worked, and we never took a break. So where do we know the idea of a day of rest, of the Sabbath, Shabbat, in the first place? And we all know the answer. It's from the Torah. The Torah is the source. The Bible is the source for the day of rest. So let's just look there. Let's just look inside the Torah and see for ourselves when Shabbat, the day of rest, should be. So we open up to the beginning, the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the subsequent verses go through each day of creation on the first day, and it describes everything that God created on Sunday. On the second day, and then it describes everything God created on Monday. On the third day, Tuesday, it describes everything that God created on Tuesday. So on and so forth. Wednesday, Thursday, and then Friday. And then the Torah says, after God created the world in 6 days, the seventh day God rested. And because God rested, therefore this day will always be a day of rest. So to answer this question, it's very simple. Why is Shabbat on Saturdays? Because it says it in the Torah. Because the Torah says that God created the world for 6 days, starting on the first day on Sunday. And on the seventh day on Saturday, God rested. And it's for that very reason that every single seventh day, every single Saturday, every single Shabbat is the day of rest, is the day of the Sabbath. I would love to just expound a little bit on this idea because, you know, Shabbat is such an incredible gift, such an incredible gift on so many levels. You know, we work, 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 we hustle, hustle, hustle. We're out there, we're engaged, we're doing, we're schwitzing, we're working hard. And all of a sudden, there comes a beautiful day of Shabbat. There comes a seventh day where the sun sets and it's quiet. Right away, everything stops. The phones get turned off, the TV turns off, the internet turns off. The whole whirlwind of the hustle and bustle of life just ends. Now a calmness automatically comes down. We can be with our family. We can be with our community. We can really plug in. And I always say this, Shabbos is one of the most incredible gifts, one of the most incredible gifts that we have. And if done right, it can be the most redeeming, invigorating of all experiences. I mean, it's a gift that's priceless. You can't put a dollar on having what Shabbos really is, what Shabbat is all about. You know, I was with a friend last week, and he tells me, he says, it's the most amazing thing. During the week, I can hardly sleep. During the week, I can hardly read a book, get through a few pages. Through the week, it's so hard for me to be present. He says, I don't know what it is. Comes Shabbat, all of a sudden, I sleep a full night. I have the patience and the mind space to read, to connect, to be present. And I look at the guy and I says, you don't know the reason? Of course you know the reason. It's an amazing thing. The moment the phone gets turned off, all the noise gets turned off, we're able to connect with ourselves, connect with the world, connect with our people, be present. It's one of the most incredible of all gifts. And I would like to use this opportunity to really encourage everyone. You know, at Beth Israel, every single Shabbat, especially Saturday, we have incredible services. We have services Friday night at 6:30, and Shabbat, we have services at 9:15. But then at 11:15, we always have a community luncheon. This is something you got to put on your calendar. You got to put on your calendar Shabbat to celebrate, to be together, to anchor, to recharge. It's something that is absolutely so beautiful. To be able to have that time once a week, come to services, be inspired by a beautiful sermon, and then come together with the community and reconnect with friendships, to re-anchor, to say l'chaim, to have challah, to enjoy all of the traditional foods. There is nothing like it in the world. You know, the world is spinning 100 miles an hour. And the greatest gift that we have is that we can choose once a week for 25 hours to push the stop button and to realign the why of life. Because in life, there's the hows, there's the things that we do. We wake up, we go to sleep, we go to work, we eat breakfast, we eat lunch, we're coming, we're going, we're doing the hows of life. But Shabbat gives us the opportunity to realign the why of life. Why am I waking up in the morning? Why am I going to sleep? Why am I going to work? What's the purpose and the reason of it? Is it just this thing, this circle of life that just never stops and it's all pointless and meaningless? No, there's so much reason. There's so much purpose. And Shabbat not only gives us the time of rest, but it also gives that time of realignment to get that clarity. Why do I do what I do? And of course, when we're able to realign it, when it comes Sunday morning and we go back to the world, we're able to go back into the world focused so that we decide what our destiny will be in the week instead of the week deciding what our destiny will be. My dear friends, we got a lot more content coming at you. We got to jump to a break. We'll be back in a few.
Join Judah, the Hebrew school that's totally awesome. Judah offers Hebrew curriculum through experiential learning in a warm and inclusive setting. See holiday traditions brought to life through multi-sensory discovery. The passionate, energetic, and caring staff at Judah offer teaching that's innovative and fun. Find out more and become involved today at myjudah.org. That's myjudah.org. Judah, it's the Hebrew school that's totally awesome.
The Schmooze is brought to you by Congregation Beth Israel, your local North Georgia synagogue. The segment of L'chaim to Life, infusing life into life. We got a really great question that came in, and this is the way it reads. It says, I am sick and alone at home. How do I find joy in my life? Wow, what a strong question. And first and foremost, I wanna speak directly to the questionnaire. God Almighty should bless you with a speedy and complete recovery. And this is not life. Life is not one that should be sick, should be filled with pain. And my heart pours out to you that you're going through what you're going through. And I hope that in the most easiest fashion, in the most painless fashion, and the quickest way, that God Almighty should bring you a full recovery so you can get back to life and enjoy all the blessings of life. And my heart pours out for everything and all of the pain that you're going through. But in your question, essentially you ask, how can I find joy? How can I find joy while being alone at home? And so, my dear friend, what I want you to know is that you're not alone. You're not alone. I know you're probably thinking, but what do you mean? I'm so alone. I'm in my house. There's no one here. All I see is four walls, a roof, windows. And I want you to know that you're not alone. God Almighty's with you. You're not alone. Allow me to share with you an incredible story. I believe that this story can bring you an incredible amount of meaning and purpose to lift up your spirits and to be able to find happiness and joy even through the journey that you're going through. There's an incredible story that took place in Siberia. Siberia is a city in Russia that was used by the former Soviet Union as a gulag, as a place to send prisoners of the former Soviet Union for whatever reason. People were sent for a whole host of reasons. The sad reality, approximately 60, 70 years ago, was that many, many Jews were sent there as well to Siberia for one reason and one reason only, of spreading Judaism, of teaching Judaism, whether they had schools in their homes or in basements, teaching children Judaism, how to read Aleph-Bet, what it means to be a Jew, what it means to live like a Jew, whether rabbis that secretly held services in their homes. At that time, under the former Soviet Union, religion was banned. And of course, the Jewish community was doing whatever they could to hold on to their tradition so it wouldn't get lost. It was a wild, wild three generations that the former Soviet Union, the Russian Jewry, had to go through. So the story begins with a particular rabbi that was sitting in Siberia in the gulags over there because he was teaching Torah. He was arrested and he was sent there. And all of a sudden, one night, he's having a conversation, an open conversation with another prisoner. The rabbi asks him, what brought you here? And he says, what brought him here? He was a lawyer. The Russians, The former Soviet Union didn't like what he was doing. He was arrested and he was sent to Siberia. The Russian lawyer asks the rabbi, what brought you here? And he says, I was teaching Torah, and therefore I went against the former Soviet Union, and they brought me here. And the lawyer opens up and he says, Rabbi, I can't continue. This is not a life. I used to have a beautiful life, a beautiful career. I made a lot of money. I had a beautiful family. I lived in a beautiful home. I had everything that I needed. We had food, we had drink, we had life. It was amazing. It was beautiful. Life was absolutely beautiful. I had a comfortable life and a happy family. I can't live here anymore in Siberia. I don't know when I'm ever going to be released. I don't know how many years I'm going to be here. There's no transparency with the KGB. Rabbi, I'm considering suicide. My life is so difficult. The rabbi's there listening and understanding and taking in every single word. And the rabbi then looks at this man and he says, I got to tell you something. I very much connect to what you're saying. My story seems very similar. My life was beautiful with my beautiful family, my wife and children, my community. Life was beautiful. It was meaningful. It seemed that even though during the difficult times of the KGB, but I was home, I was with my family. Now, all of a sudden, in Siberia, life's hell. It's horrible. And I want you to know something, the rabbi says. Even though I'm in Siberia every single day, I continue living life as a Jew. It's not easy. It's difficult. But I didn't give up on our tradition. Every morning I pray. Every afternoon I pray. Every evening I pray. I'm fully involved and fully dedicated. But there's one prayer that for the longest time I did not have the ability to verbalize. The lawyer looks at the rabbi and says, What prayer was this? The rabbi says it's the first prayer in the Siddur, in the Jewish prayer liturgy. He says, what's the first prayer? He says, if you open up any Siddur, any Jewish prayer book, on the very first page when a Jew wakes up in the morning, there's the prayer, Modeh Ani Lefanecha, Melech Chai V'Kayam, Shehechezarta Bi Nishmasi, Bechemla Rabba Emunasecha, which translates that I give thanks to you, God Almighty, the Eternal King, who has yet again restored life into me. Great is my faith in you. And essentially, this is a prayer every single day where a Jew acknowledges that I've given life yet again, that my soul has returned in me, and I'm blessed once again to look at this beautiful world, to engage in this beautiful world, and I get to appreciate all of the blessings. The rabbi looks at this man, he says, when I came to Siberia, I couldn't allow my lips to open up and say this prayer. How can I wake up in the morning, being in Siberia, separated from my family, from my community, living in this hellhole of Siberia? How can I verbalize Modeh Ani to God Almighty? How can I say, God, thank you. Thank you for this life that you've given me. What type of life is this? Here, all alone in Siberia, separated from everyone. How can I say thank you? Thank you? What am I thankful for? This is the worst thing that could ever happen to me. The rabbi says, and for a very long time, I wasn't able to verbalize this prayer. Until one day it dawned on me. What dawned on me was the last two words of this prayer. Rabba Emunatecha, which translate is great is my faith in you. And I started to wonder why at the end of this blessing, giving thanks to God and acknowledging that life has returned to me, why is it important to conclude the prayer with the words, great is my faith in you? And all of a sudden it dawned on me. It dawned on me that great is my faith in you, God Almighty, in the fact that I know that, God, you are good. And God, everything that you do is also good. And that every person has a purpose and a mission. And there's a reason where I am when I am. There's nothing that just happens. I am in a particular place, in a particular circumstance, in a particular situation, because this is divine providence. God gives every individual a reason why they were created. There's a mission and a purpose that's only specifically tailor-made for this individual. And the world and God needs this individual to fulfill their purpose. Why am I going through what I'm going through? I don't know. Why was I separated from my family? I don't know. Why was I separated from my community? I don't know. Why am I living in this hellhole of Siberia? I don't know. But Rabba Emunatecha, great is my faith in you, God Almighty, that there's a reason, there's a purpose, there's a reason why I'm here. I'm not alone. God Almighty, you're with me every single moment. You're close to me. And there's something good that I need to bring. There's light that I need to shine here in Siberia. And all of a sudden, when this idea dawned on me, that God is with me every single moment and there's nothing that just happens for chance, but that everything has a reason and a mission and a purpose, all of a sudden I was able for the first time with joy to say Modani again. God Almighty, thank you for the life that you've given me. Yes, even here in Siberia, because there's a purpose, there's a reason. And I hope that today can be the day that I'm able to gather all the strength and add light even in this very dark place, because Rabba Emunatecha, how great is my faith in you. This story is such an inspiring story because this is the story of life for so many people. And one of the greatest blessings that can happen to a person is when a person registers and understands this idea. Because the moment a person recognizes and understands this idea, that I am not a mistake, but I am a creation. I am a creation of God. God created me, put a soul in my body with a mission and a purpose and a reason. And that every step of the way and every moment and every episode is not a mistake. It's not by chance. But it's God paving the way, the road of my life to bring me exactly where I need to be at exactly the right time. And yes, sometimes life can be difficult. Life could be painful. But when a person realizes that God is with us and holding our hand, and we're there for a reason and a purpose, all of a sudden, this can lift up our spirits. It can bring us the joy that we're looking for. So my dear friend, I pray that you should be so lucky to be blessed with a complete and speedy recovery. But while you're on this journey, know that you're not alone. Know that God is with you. God is holding your hand. And there's obviously something that only you could accomplish in your particular situation, in your particular place, during this particular circumstance. Now's the time to dig deep. Find the light that you've yet to shine. Find the good that you've yet to bring. Find that bit of blessing that you can share to the world precisely because of the situation that you're in. And with this perspective, it can give you meaning. It can give you joy. You'll stop feeling alone. And then with these positive emotions, you'll have all the energy that you need to be able to one day stand up strong and be fully healed and to be able to celebrate life with all of the blessings that God has in this world. My dear friends, this bit has been a great, great episode of the Shmooze. It's been wonderful schmoozing together with you. And never forget, L'chaim to life, always infuse life to life.
The Shmooze is a weekly show that infuses life into life. To interact with the show or to become a sponsor, reach out at office@jewishforsife.org.